Welcome everybody, Supreme Being Podcast episode, I think this is episode 6 now. As always, sponsored by Team BC, my real estate team. If you need anything real estate, make sure you reach out to us and we can either help you or connect you with somebody. Also, my personal coaching and mentorship program, Modern Success, is another sponsor. We have 115 members and we're growing by the day. Make sure you check that out at briancasella.com. And also, we're a part of eXp Realty, which is a growing company. And if you're an agent or you're going to be an agent or you're a powerful agent, like we see here, we have the number one realtor joining us live on Zoom. Make sure that you check out eXp and we'll get you on board. It's a great company and I can send you more information. So this is a new episode Monday. I did one on Saturday to make up for Wednesday where I was at the eXp Mastermind and I could not make the call because of the scheduling conflict. And there's a lot I want to talk about today. And in particular, there's something I really do want to cover. Okay, I'm realizing this. A lot of people will immediately shake their heads as I say it. And this is something that you can say almost paralyzes people. And I see it. It's sad. And you have to be able to work your way around this. I can talk about the topic a little bit today. This is something I dissect very deeply and will with my Modern Success group. But it's something that every individual, team, business will confront, and their ability to overcome it and understand it will determine whether they succeed or fail. Okay, and it's very, very simple. All right. We as individuals, as society, as people, as men, as women, we have taken the most simple concepts and overcomplicated them. Okay, this is what I mean. I tell somebody, okay, you want to be a salesperson, now you have to make a call. And before they even go to pick up the phone and just make the call, which is a simple action. Hey, pick up the phone, dial this number, and talk to this person. Put yourself in that situation. Or if you're somebody who has made calls before, put yourself in that situation the first time that you did it. Okay? Now, I know for a fact, by the time I did that, I may have had other things coming in. However, based on the discipline that I created with myself through athletics, it was a little easier for me to make that transition. And as soon as I was told, hey, look at this list, call these people, I just did it, right? I went through all the emotions other people went through and had my struggles as well. However, I had less than the average person. Back to the example, make a call. What goes into people's minds? I'm going to give you guys a second to think of what would go through your mind, what you've heard people say. Maybe you've been in that situation before and you ended up not doing anything. And before you realized that 10 or 15 minutes went by and you haven't done anything and you're just still trapped in your head thinking about this, thinking about that, right? And what are we doing? We are... If you can think of this as a recipe, right? I have a couple coasters here. Let's say the recipe is two coasters, right? I put it right here on the table. That's the recipe. We are given this recipe, yet now as individuals, if we're going to add more stuff, we're like, okay, I'm going to add this. I'm going to add this. I'm going to add this mouse right here. I'm going to add this little thing for the grip strength. I'm going to add this right here. So now a two-piece recipe. In this example, because I don't have more, otherwise I would stack more on my computer, has turned into a five-piece recipe, which is wrong. Okay, and we know if you're going to bake a cake and you add the wrong ingredients, what happens? You don't get a cake. Yet you have the fucking instructions right in front of you. It says one egg, half quarter cup flour, whatever it is. Why do we do this? Why do we do this? Now, the longer you trace this and the more we talk about the subject, you realize that it stems all from us and our own insecurities and all that stuff. But I was sitting there thinking today, what if I made it a requirement with my team? What if I made it a requirement for the people in my Modern Success program or people that follow me that if I give you something, you do it? The first mistake people make is their time from receiving the information to taking action and putting it into place. Okay? When's the last time you learned something and said, oh man, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to do this. I'm going to call that person and tell them this, or I'm going to do this, right? The first thing that people start saying and that you hear, let's say they went to a seminar, it's Thursday, they leave. Oh man, I can't wait for Monday to put this into place. It's like, dude, what do you mean? It's Thursday. Why don't you put it into play now? That right there, that action in itself has just overcomplicated it because now you're adding days and time into this process where things will happen outside of your control. Things may come up. The initial inspiration or motivation you had in that moment will dissipate and leave. And now you've created new problems for yourself. Let's say Monday comes around and maybe you're feeling a little bit sick. Most people will use that as an excuse, which is mistake number two. You give yourself too many excuses, too many opportunities to now justify inaction or failure to apply what you've been taught in its simple form. Now, as I'm saying these things, all of you are probably nodding your head and saying, yes, I'm guilty of this. Yes, I'm guilty of this. Yes, I'm guilty of this. Oh, I just did this today. Oh, I just did this before I got on the podcast. And I guarantee you some of the stuff that I teach here that I tell people to apply, because, hey, by the way, just on Podomatic alone, we're getting 200, 300, 400 downloads of this podcast every day. That's not including Spotify and everything else. So my estimation is there's probably thousands of people listening to these episodes every day or every 2 days. I'm wondering how many people are actually applying everything I've taught up to this point, whether it's a new perspective, a new way of thinking, or a new way of action. And I guarantee you very few people, if any, are applying what I teach. I've been literally on YouTube at times cycling through the same information that I had to, attempting myself as an instructor and teacher of this stuff to simplify it even more. And a lot of times I find it difficult to because it's already so simple. Oh, well, go ahead, Mr. Person, go knock on that door. Well, it's not that easy. Yes, it is. Who said it's not that easy? You. You're fucking it up. You're complicating it. You're adding your own perversion, your own personal perversion to the process. Just fucking do it. Now, I get mad when I talk about this stuff and a little fired up because people, it's almost like they want to do it, but then because in the process from starting to taking the action, there's that little gap of what we call unknown, right? Let's say we go back to the scenario of knocking on somebody's door. Right before they do it, their own mind goes into this, well, what can happen, right? And we all know our mind is designed just for survival, right? To protect you. So your mind is going to start processing 99.9% of the time negative outcomes. And what do? We freeze and we think about it. Now, what I said in the beginning about delaying your time from information received and plan to action allows that mechanism to cripple you that much more. And you don't even realize it. Because before you even consciously are aware, your mind has already played 100, 200, 300, 400 negative images. And now after that, it's difficult. Case in point, how many of you go watch a horror movie with some sort of setting in the dark or in a closet? Or remember when we were kids, the monsters under the bed? How many of you at that point were mortified to look under your fucking bed? I was. Until I was a teenager, I didn't look under my bed at night because I was scared there would be a monster. Because I had that image put in my head over and over and over and over and over. That's what I'm talking about right there. And we've all experienced this. Now, it may be positive, it may be negative. I'm going towards negative because this is what needs to be resolved. So imagine if your plans and what you had to do was like a recipe. A recipe doesn't have emotion. A recipe doesn't have a what if. A recipe doesn't have a plan B. It's a fucking recipe. And you just literally apply it and you go. So if you think of life and what you have to do in terms of formulas, it's that simple. 2 + 2 will always equal 4. I don't care what people say. So for example, for those of you who are realtors, you make the calls, you work on your skills, you follow up, you set appointments, you're going to get business, period. Period. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what so-and-so said. I don't care about judgments, criticisms. I don't care what the weather is. I don't care if somebody says that that method doesn't work. It works, period. It's been proven over and over. Yet why are so many people coming to me still saying, dude, I've listened to what you had to say. I love it, but it's been 3 months and I haven't taken any action because they're overcomplicating it. Okay? This subject we can beat to death. But I'm going to give you some more examples of my journey through, for example, social media. You know how many people I get messaging me, oh man, I want to start, but I need the right camera, and I need the right microphone, and I need all this and that. I need these gadgets and gadgets and the little gimbal or whatever the fuck that thing is that kind of holds a camera and holds it steady. Oh man, but I need to find the right guy to do this and that. And it, literally, I will get walls of text that I don't even read. If it's more than a couple lines, it's like, forget it, dude. I'm not going to read it. Nobody cares. Overcomplicating of posting on fucking social media. Oh no, but if I don't, da da da, but if, blah, 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 and all these excuses come. If I don't have the highest quality or the microphone or the lighting, no one's gonna watch. The first 3+ years of me doing stuff on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever it is. You know what it was filmed with? A fucking iPhone. Not even this one. This is an 8, the one that I'm showing you here on the camera for those of you who are live. I had a 6. It was cracked. I filmed it in the front, which I know is lower quality instead of the back camera. And I was able to get tens of thousands of subscribers on YouTube, a huge following on social media, including Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram. Had no microphone, no editing, didn't even tag it right. My descriptions were shit. Right? Look at my Instagram. Were the pictures special? Were they all high quality and HD and all brushed up and Photoshopped? Hell no. But what did I do? I kept it simple. And guess what? I got the result. Yeah, people will say and ask me, bro, I want to grow a social media following. How do I do it? Are you kidding me? You've been following me for a year. You literally do what I did. Oh no, but it's different now. And then again, all the excuses come out. Well, it's different, blah, 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 blah. And again, justification, justification, justification. And if you notice, this is a fucking pattern. But I want you guys to realize who are listening to this, are you caught in this pattern? This is a certain frequency, this pattern. This is the frequency of average. This is the frequency of failure, of being stuck, of living paycheck to paycheck and everything that goes with it. I have people who I've been telling personally, start your fucking social media now, and they still haven't started in years. I have people who have been following me for years who still haven't made any improvement. And that's not on me, that's on them. Oh, well, you know, if I go, you know, if I'm a realtor and I start making calls and going door to door, it can't be that simple. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Everything I've done, guys. Same thing with what I'm doing with boxing. You guys are following me. I just show up every day and do it. That's it. Do I always feel like it? No. Do I get frustrated? Of course. I went from being a high-level basketball player to a rookie fucking boxer. And I get frustrated as shit. Going from level 10 in something to level 1 in something else isn't very pleasing to somebody like me who's extremely competitive. Now, regarding that subject that I just told you, for those of you listening who are on Modern Success, I filmed a video earlier that I'm going to post for you regarding that subject to help you out, okay? But going back to simplicity, complexity is the enemy of execution, a phenomenal quote that Anthony Robbins said. I recommend you all take a second and write that down and tattoo it on yourself, write it in your notebook, pour that in your cereal every morning and eat it, put it in your coffee and drink it. Complexity is the enemy of execution. That basically sums up what I'm saying. The more complicated you make stuff, the less likely you are to execute it, period. Why? Because something that could be one step and execute becomes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And after that, you say, fuck it. Like the meme where people leave on Friday and they just throw all the papers in the air that everybody's seen. It's like that. You just say, forget it. Why? Because you always want to go back to the comfort zone, back to the comfort zone, back to the comfort zone over and over. Now, the subject will continue to come up to the rest of the existence of humanity. Now, a lot of people, you know, the beautiful part we can say about nowadays, in a sense, is because of the digitalization of the world, internet, podcasts, and all this stuff, beautiful information such as this and everything I offer and other great teachers and mentors offer is at your fingertips and a lot of it for free without even you paying. Yet at the same time, because it's right under your nose and right in your face, a lot of people still do not cherish it and do not see it for what it is, right? I gave the example, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, about I can give you, all of you on here, the same information on this podcast, or I could give you the same information if I charge you $200 or $300 for an event. And if you heard the same information at an event that you paid for, you would retain so much more and apply so much more. Why? Because you paid for it and it's that much more valuable. Let that sink in for a second, okay? So, this is a subject we can dance around all day. The more you talk about it and think about possibilities and you're not in action, you complicate it. Think of it this way. I'm gonna apply what was given to me. Anything additional added or subtracted or this or manipulation of the information and the steps in the process is complication. And now I must eliminate all complexity, all complication from the simple formula and execute. Square root of 121, what is it? 11, right? Square root of 9, 3. Keep it simple. That's it. That's the formula. I want to hammer that into people's heads as you're listening to this in your car, at your home, on your phone, whatever. There's 2-3 things that all of you have to do right now, or that maybe have been lagging or that you've put off. Boil it down to 1, maximum 2 or 3 steps and execute, and watch how your life will begin to change. You want to lose weight? What are 2 things you need to do immediately? Number 1, sign up for the gym. Number 2, go every single day. Done. And I show up. No excuses. I'm going to be a better athlete. Boom. Explosive workouts 2 nights a week. Clean up my diet. Great. Boom. I go vegan. That's it. Whew. I want to sell more real estate. Okay. I'm going to prospect 3 hours a day. Done. Oh, well, I don't have lists. And okay. You go door to door. Fuck it. Then you figure it out. Oh, I want to start my social media. Great. Okay. I'm going to do 1 video every day. Done. You know, and the sad part is, as simple as this is, I still know very few people are actually going to execute it, right? Yet we continue to be the voice and speak the truth and inspire people to make progress. If this reaches 1 or 2 people, then so be it. It was worth it, right? Okay. Moving on. By the way, for those of you who are listening live, if you have any questions, whether for now or later, begin to post them now, and then I will get to them either during the podcast or at the end, okay? One thing we hear constantly, and I want to touch on this, is this whole issue with people comparing themselves to others, right? You're told, don't compare yourself to others, right? Worry about yourself, stay in your lane. And I want to talk about this briefly because this is a subject that I believe a lot of competitive people struggle with, and I think just the general population, especially now with the globalization of social media, struggle with, right? Let's say you're somebody who's bettering themselves and you're in the beginning stages, that you follow 100 people who are already there and have, quote, made it, and they're flashing jewelry, clothes, cars, women, this, that, and you're just like, whoa, like I'm in the beginning. This is crazy. I can't even see myself being at that level. Look, the proper sequence for you is to look at others as a source of inspiration, right? You can admire somebody for what they've achieved, congratulate them, be happy for them. However, that does not define you. Where you mess up is now you use that as some sort of measurement stick. What needs to be understood is, if we look at it logically, those individuals that you look up to have put in a time and effort and reached a level of expertise that you have not reached yet. Therefore, their level of success and progression is much higher than you. We make the comparison with apples and oranges, yet in our mind, we think it's apples and apples when it's really not. With a little bit of simple logic, you can understand that. So now when we step back again and make that comparison, it's from the correct perspective. So now if I look at that guy, I'm like, whoa, man, he's so far ahead of me. Well, shit, no wonder. He's 20 years older than me and he's been doing business for 30 years. No wonder. I'm only 4 or 5 years into the game. And in 25 more years, I'll kick his ass. I'll be 10 levels ahead of him. Cool. That's a proper comparison, right? And I'm still not even going to go there. Why? Because any outside comparison that you make deviates you from the path that every single one of you are on. You're on this path. Let's say we're on a golden trail. And then another guy on a silver trail is ahead of you. Why would you waste your time looking over at him and saying, oh, look at this guy. He's farther along. He's on a different trail. You need to worry about yourself and what's in front of you. You need to concern yourself with what moves you forward, what keeps you on track, what gets you closer to where you want to go. Not to the left, not to the right, not to the back, not up, not down, forward. That's the focus. So now when I go to create my plan and I'm doing my daily actions and weekly actions and monthly actions, I'm setting everything up not to match that guy that I follow on YouTube or social media, not to impress that stupid ass person whose opinion means shit and it has zero value in my life or any effect on it, which is what a lot of people do. I know people who will put themselves in debt just to put a new decal on their car so they get more likes. How pathetic is that? There's a dependency on approval, on validation, which is incorrect. So as you're creating your plans, we have to now go through the thought process of checking. Is there anything in my plan? And this is something that I would recommend you all highlight, question you can write down. And then as you scan what you're doing every day, every moment, every hour, you check this. Is there anything that I'm doing that is for somebody else and not me? In the sense of this, let's say some of you say, I want to buy a Lamborghini. Well, is it really you? Or are you doing the Lamborghini to say fuck you to your family, or to impress your neighbor, or to impress a certain girl? Those are three incorrect reasons to do it. Are you looking to buy a house just so your parents get off your back? Are you looking to go to college because that's what you're, quote, supposed to do, and you're going to make everybody else happy and you're going to be miserable? Wrong. You have, whether you realize it or not, imagine that our life is, and our decision-making process is some sort of stock now, and everybody sitting at the board of directors is other people. And you're standing up there saying, well, I want to buy a Lamborghini, and now everybody has an opinion except for you. And based on what they say, you make your decisions. And then the hammer goes down. Whew. Okay, we're not going to get it. And you're sitting there upset because they didn't side with you. Who cares if they sided with you or not? Why are you even giving people permission to run your life? It's your life. You're the one that has to sleep with you every day and be with you every day. And so many people suffer from this, right? So one of the culprits to that is comparing yourself to others, right? Maybe your brother or sister has the approval of your family and you're so dying to get their approval that you'll do anything. He's an engineer. I'm going to be a super engineer. Take that, brother. Stupid. For the wrong reasons. It's not for you. It's for them. I want my personal fulfillment. I want to reach what I consider super success. I want to be fulfilled and happy as I'm living. I want to feel like there's purpose to what I'm doing. I don't want to just do it for someone else. Because then let's say you do have that reason. What happens after that? You're done. You'll have probably a moment of, oh, this is cool. And then be like, whoa, I just wasted 5 years trying to do this or impress this stupid person. So take a look at the path that you've carved out. Is it the right path? Or are you leading yourself to disaster and unhappiness? Or are you leading yourself to the promised land? I know I'm leading myself to the promised land. And the moment that I switched everything and said 100% I'm going this way, my life changed. I stopped giving a shit about what people thought, who said anything. My thing is now somebody gives me an opinion, I'm like, in my mind, I say, motherfucker, do you pay my bills? And if it's no, I'm like, okay, cool. Then your opinion goes in one ear and out the other. The only opinions that I care about are mentors or people who I look up to and say, yes, I value your opinion. Give me some advice. Otherwise, who cares? But that same opinion, right? And beyond other things, right? There's a million things we can look at. This all feeds into this comparison mechanism and you not structuring things the way you want to do it. Had I listened to everybody else in my real estate career, I would have taken a different path. I wouldn't even have been a realtor. Had I listened to everybody else, I would not have made it to where I made it in basketball. According to everybody else, I wasn't even going to play high school, and I played professionally for 3 years. Right? According to other people, I was going to get no scholarship to go to college. I did. According to other people, I would never get any listings above $1 million. I've gotten several and sold them. According to other people, I got lucky, yet I continue to win and win every day, every month, every year, so on and so forth. According to other people, I would never have a Lamborghini. I have one. So is your measurement, your own personal measurement, are other people putting the ruler in, or is it your own? Right? Now, I could care what people think about what I've done, right? Those achievements are for me and my own personal fulfillment, not anybody else. So everything I set up, every reward, everything that I do is for my own fulfillment, period. And although I keep repeating it, you guys have to really take a look at what you've set up, your plan, what you're doing every single day. Look at a 24-hour period in your life. Is every single thing that you're doing for you and your fulfillment, or is half of it you're doing it because someone else told you to do it, or you think it's the right thing to do. That was a big wake up call for me when I started looking at that. Man, right? Even the subjects that I study, oh no, don't study that, don't study that. And as soon as I started studying that, I was like, why would they tell me not to study this? This is incredible. Look at my cat. People told me not to buy this cat, and I bought him. I've had him for a year now. Is he a little weird? Yeah. But did I want him? Sure. And I see this all the time, but I come from a different perspective now. Okay? Let's see here. Any questions? I'll give it 30 seconds or a minute. I know I don't want to drag on too long about the same subject, because if I start going off on a tangent, it'll be too long. I'll give it like a minute if you guys have any questions. It could be unrelated, related, doesn't matter. I usually like to keep these podcasts around 30 minutes too. So I don't want to get into something that I can't finish. For those of you who are on Modern Success, I will be uploading your daily video right after this. And then I'll also upload a copy of the video of the podcast for you. You think it's a good idea to impress your mentor? Well, I would want the impressing to come from the action that I'm doing, because it's good for me. I'm not going to do something just to impress somebody, right? Now, let's take that and put it into a different context. How many, like if you go to a social setting, how many guys will buy a girl a drink to impress her, or do stupid shit to impress her? That's wrong. What do we do when people go out of their way to do something that we feel isn't genuine, just to try to impress us or win us over? We think they're kissing our ass. So we don't want to do that, right? It's for you and the achievement of doing that, right? Let's say the mentor tells you, hey, I want you to make 50 phone calls today. I don't want you to just do 60 just to make him feel good and feel happy about it. It needs to be for you. So you overachieving on what you want to do naturally will impress them, but it's for you. There's a big difference there. I know that if I do extra, it's going to help me and benefit me and get me farther. By me doing extra for me, that will impress him, you see? So I would rather him being impressed be a byproduct of what I'm doing than me solely do all that shit just to impress him. You see how the first one will get you farther than the second one? Imagine the amount of effort you would make in the extra 10 calls doing it for yourself versus just to impress him. It's the simple things that are sometimes the hardest to do. No, they're not, Sarah. You're putting that in your head. That's what we were taught. That's wrong. Simple is simple. If it was harder to do, it wouldn't be simple. We have shit all twisted in our heads, and it's backwards. It's the simplest thing to do. Cool. Yeah, I'll be there at the Realtor Expo. That's in October. Any other questions? And hopefully you understood what I said, Alan, about that. See. And give it another few seconds. Cool. All right. I guess you guys don't have any questions. I'll end it now then. As always, check out Modern Success if you're not on it. It's on my website, briancosella.com. It's also in the description of the podcast. If you're a realtor interested in EXP, make sure you message me. And as always, with Team BC and my large network, if you need anything with real estate, I can take care of it with my team, or I can refer you to somebody who will take care of you internationally. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll see you on